She'll be okay, Han, Lando said quietly. Don't worry. He shook his head. I just wish we knew what the Imperials wanted with her.
I know what they want, Han growled. They want the twins.
Lando stared at him, a startled look on his face. Are you sure?
As sure as I am of any of this, Han said. Why else didn't they just use stun weapons on us in that Bipfash ambush? Because the things have a better than 50-50 chance of sparking a miscarriage, that's why.
Sounds reasonable, Lando agreed grimly. Does Leia know?
I don't know. Probably.
He looked at the sabacc tables, the cheerful decadence of the whole scene suddenly grating against his mood. If Torv really was Card's contact man, he wished the other would quit this nonsense and get on with it. It wasn't like there were a lot of possibilities hanging around here to choose from. His eyes drifted away from the casino into the bar area and stopped. There, sitting at a shadowy table at the far end, were three men. There was an unmistakable air about a general freight port, a combination of sounds and smells and vibrations that every pilot who'd been in the business long enough knew instantly. There was an equally unmistakable air about planetary security officers.
Uh-oh,
he muttered.
What?
Lando asked, throwing a casual glance of his own around the room. The glance reached the far table.
Uh-oh, indeed, he agreed soberly. Offhand, I'd say that explains why Torv's hiding at a sabacc table.
And doing his best to ignore us,
Han said, watching the security agents out of the corner of his eye and trying to gauge the focus of their attention. If they'd tumbled to this whole contact meeting, there probably wasn't much he could do about it, short of hauling out his New Republic ID and trying to pull rank on them, which might or might not work, and he could just hear the polite screaming fit Phalia would have over it either way. But if they were just after Torv, maybe as part of that landing pit raid he and Lando had seen on the way in, it was worth a gamble. Reaching over, he tapped the center of the table.
Attendant!
The hollow reappeared.
Yes, gentles?
Give me 20 sabacc chips, will you?
Certainly,
she said, and vanished.
Wait a minute, Lando said cautiously as Han drained his glass. You're not gonna go over there, are you?
You got a better idea?
Han countered, reaching down to resettle his blaster in its holster.
If he's our contact, I sure don't want to lose him now.
Lando gave a sigh of resignation.
So much for keeping a low profile. What do you want me to do?
Be ready to run some interference.
The center of the table opened up, and a neat stack of sabacc chips arrived.
So far, it looks like they're just watching him. Maybe we can get out of here before their pals arrive in force.
If not...
Han collected the chips and got to his feet.
Then I'll try to create a diversion and meet you back at the Falcon.
Right. Good luck.